Hi, I'm Chris Lloyd, and over the next few weeks on Inside Fighting, we're going to take you inside Carl Frampton's camp ahead of one of the biggest fights of his career. He stands on the brink of joining an elite group of UK fighters and becoming a three-weight world champion, and Inside Fighting will bring you exclusive, unprecedented access in these final few weeks. We'll hear from the characters driving the Frampton machine, sparring partners, friends, family, trainers and part-time comedians Jamie Moore and Nigel Travis, and of course, plenty from the main man himself. You won't miss a beat of the build-up with us, brought to you by 32 Red. You can watch episodes on YouTube, Facebook, and keep up to speed on our Twitter and Instagram pages at Inside Fighting. Please remember to like and subscribe, and welcome to the show.
What's going on then, mate? I'm seeing some news.
Yeah, got a bit of a twinge to my hand. Nothing serious, thankfully. I asked for a postponement, which I'm actually surprised I was allowed to do. So, first of all, I have to thank Frank Warren, Bob Arum, Jamel Herring's team, Shakur Stevenson and his team because they're mandatories, and of course MTK as well for sorting this. So, my hand isn't bad. I've had a twinge. I've had to stop sparring, but I will resume sparring again next week. Like, I would have went into this fight with my hand the way it is, but it would have give me less of a chance of winning it. If I rest and do what the specialist has told me, I will be 100% ready and prepared to win this fight. And I need to be at my very best. I can't afford to win this fight half fit. So I'm glad that this has been pushed back a little bit.
Is this the hand that you broke in Philadelphia?
No, it's the other one. So I broke that hand in Philadelphia, and I had that broke going into the McCreary fight. And then I broke this one in the McCreary fight. But it's not a break or anything like that. It's just a wee bit of ligament damage, and it'll be fine with a bit of rest. So, to be honest, I was surprised I was granted this extension. I would have had the fight. I would have went into this fight on the 27th of February just with a bit of a bad hand. But now I've been allowed this. Gives me time to rest, and I'll be fully fit.
So when did you first sort of start to notice it? And there must have been a point where you thought, I can't now push through anymore.
It was about 11 or 12 days ago, something like that.
Okay.
I didn't really say too much to many people about it because I thought that the fight was going to take place on the 27th still, even with the injury. So I can't be telling people I've got a bad hand going into a fight. So I kept it very close to my chest. You didn't know. A lot of people close to me didn't know. But, you know, thankfully the fight has been pushed back to, they're looking at the end of March.
The last 24 hours, I reckon I've had 25 different messages from like journos, and
my phone has been going mental and it's doing my head.
I imagine like Christine and your parents and anyone who's got a number for anyone in your family, I bet they get
my mum and dad have been getting melted. Christine has been getting melted. So what I'm going to say now is, once this goes out, this Inside Fighting goes out, that's it. Stop fucking phoning me. I'm not going to answer your phone calls anymore. I'm not going to answer your questions. I will direct you to this interview, and that's it.
And neither am I.
Yeah.
So how long did it take from speaking to, who did you speak to, Frank, or did you speak to someone from MTK?
Frank and MTK, and I was liaising with both of them. I've been on to Bob Arum as well to sort this out, who Bob has been in the middle and trying to sort it out with Jamel, obviously, and Shakur as well, who's waiting and has been waiting for a long enough amount of time as the mandatory. But me and Jamel have been waiting for a long time for this fight to happen as well. So it's just a bit of a shit situation. But in the grand scheme of things, it's not that bad, really. Once we get the date confirmed, it'll probably only be pushed back 4 weeks or whatever. So it's nothing major.
Have they said anything to you about the date moving, changing the venue?
Oh, no, I don't know anything about that. So I assume it's going to be in the same place. I don't really know. Yeah, I can't answer that at this point.
A fair play to Herring for agreeing to that. I hear that his coach, Brian McIntyre, is not very happy, which I guess you can understand. And I think they said today that they think you're pulling a fast one or something. But I guess... I don't think he said that exactly, but I think he was like, oh, we expected something like this. But it doesn't... I don't really see how it benefits you particularly. Like, you're in the middle of camp. You've now got to slow things down, take your foot off the gas as well.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, it doesn't benefit either of us. So, yeah, I'm not pulling a fast one at all.
No, I know you're not. I just thought, oh, just in case you wanted to respond to that. And you can understand why people get suspicious.
Of course. Do you know what? I completely understand it. These people, they don't know me, but they know boxing, and it is a fucking dirty business. And I suppose when you've been around boxing for so long, like Bomac and Jamel and everybody else, you don't believe anything you fucking hear. Everything has a wee bit of suspicion and doubt hang over its head. So it is what it is. I can't do anything about it. I'm just thankful that the fight is still going ahead.
Not a great week for you, is it? Because obviously Billy McKee passed away over the weekend. Very sorry to hear that.
Yeah, no, thanks, mate. It's been hard. Billy was a great man, and he done so much for me and so many other people. He was just a good man, and you know, I was old, Billy, but I wasn't expecting him to die. He had a bit of an illness, but I was expecting him to get better from it, and everyone else was, and it's just very, very sad. The last time I seen him was before Christmas, so I hadn't seen him really in a long time. And he's the biggest influence I've ever had on my career, and I owe him so much.
In episode 2, your dad talks about him at the beginning of get back all the countless mornings where he would get up really early with Billy and take you to amateur shows and your sort of early fights. Do you remember a lot of that sort of stuff?
I remember it all, traveling up and down with Billy everywhere. Like Billy, I've heard stories of amateur boxers who get grants and get funding from the Irish Boxing Association or the Irish Sports Council, and their coaches were taking some of the money off them for the travel, which you can expect if they're traveling up and down, and the coaches would take a little bit of that money just to accommodate that. Billy McKee never took a penny off me in my life, ever. He actually gave me money when I used to go on trips. So he was out of pocket, me going on trips. He helped me so much. Such a great, great man, honestly. The best I ever knew, really. Full of wisdom. Hated the pro game, like so many kind of old school amateur guys do. Really hated the pro game. But, you know, Billy was a great guy. I got a really nice text from his son. And I wish, you know, obviously I was sending a message of condolence to his son, Willie. He texted me back and he says he's a great memory of being in the club. Willie used to train in the club to keep fit. He says, I was a kid sparring, gloves on, probably up over my elbows, sparring some other lads. And he was skipping, watching the spar. And his dad came over to him and says, watch this kid. He can do whatever he wants here if he sticks at it. And it's nice to hear them things, you know what I mean? He was a great, great man.
Well said, mate. Well, I guess I might come up and see you maybe next week or something. Can you hit paddles or anything at the moment? Or?
Paddles, yeah. Yeah, paddles now, yeah.
Okay, that's good.
I'll start sparring next week, feeling much better. I'm doing all my stuff to help speed up the repair process, so I'll be fine.
And I guess Anto will still headline the 27th as he would have been chief support, is that right?
I assume so. It was a big bill. It'd be a shame for it to fall apart completely. So I assume that Anto will, yeah.
Yeah, and it's not like they're suddenly losing loads of ticket sales from you dropping out.
No, it's not. And that's another thing. I spoke about this, like, when I fought McCreary in Vegas, I probably shouldn't have had that fight. And I went into the fight with a broken hand. But because people had travelled halfway across the world to watch me, there was no way I was pulling out. Like, I wasn't prepared to pull out. And McCreary is a level below, a couple of levels below, probably, Jamel Herring. So I can't afford to be half ready for this guy. I need to be firing on all cylinders. And that's, you know, that's what I will be whenever this fight happens, end of March, early April, whatever date they're talking about.
Nice one. Well, thanks for the update. Is there anything else you need to talk to us about now?
No, that's it.
Cool. I'll catch up with you again soon.
Cheers, boss.